JTP Theatre presents Bite Size Theatre with House Hunting, written by Tony DeMail. When a vampire is looking for a new home, it needs certain features.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I help?
I'm looking to buy a house.
Oh, excellent. I'm sure we can help you there. I'm Lynn, and you are Mr...
Dracula. Count Dracula.
And may I ask if you have a property to sell?
I have just sold my castle in Transylvania. I'm downsizing.
Ah, so you're a cash buyer?
I am.
And do you have any idea of the sort of property you're looking for? Urban, rural, seaside?
I have a holiday home in Whitby, so not seaside. Maybe not rural. Not enough people around, and I feed on interaction with people.
I see. So, town living?
I think so, yes.
Price range?
Money is no object.
And any particular features you're looking for? Open-plan living, modern, traditional?
Yes, a number of features. Blackout blinds in all rooms. Close proximity to a blood donor centre, in case of emergencies, you understand. And very important, no obstructions of views of the rising moon. No trees or buildings in the way of any view from east-facing windows. Did I mention I must have east-facing windows?
No, but I'm sure we have properties to suit.
I have a particular, what can I say, affinity with the rise of the moon. It's important that I am able to enjoy the best of every full moon, and especially the blue moon.
Oh, what's a blue moon?
It is the second full moon of the month. Very powerful. Some people like to sunbathe, but I like to moonbathe. I wish the blue moon was more regular.
Oh, so it's not very often? Oh, once in a blue moon, I understand. Right, so we have this one. Detached, not overlooked, and with an uninterrupted views in all directions.
Sounds promising.
South-facing garden, so sun all day.
No.
Oh, of course, you mentioned you're perhaps not a sun worshipper.
No, I burn easily.
Ah, okay. Well, here, there's this one. Four beds, two ensuite, lounge, kitchen, diner.
Basement. Does it have a basement?
Ah, no.
I should have said I would like a subterranean room. I like to sleep below ground if I can. And a bad quality would be nice, but it's not essential.
Okay. We have this property. It is a substantial cellar and a very attractive garden. Apple trees, vegetable plot, wild planted area growing flowers and herbs and garlic and...
Garlic? Wild garlic? No, definitely not. No garlic.
I understand. Garlic isn't for some people. What about this one now? It may not be to everyone's taste, but how do you feel about mirrors on the bedroom ceiling and wall-to-wall mirror wardrobes?
I don't really have any use of mirrors.
How about an apartment with silver door fittings?
No.
A bungalow with solar panels?
No.
A church conversion with lots of cross-shaped windows?
No.
It might have bats in the belfry. I can call the cellar and check.
No. I just want a property where I can have a perfect view of each full moon, but especially the blue moon. No crosses, no sunny gardens, wild garlic, silver fittings.
What about local services?
What?
You know, shops, restaurants, pubs, GP, dentist. Do you have an NHS dentist or do you go private?
I don't have a dentist at all.
Well, if I don't mind me saying, it's very important to look after your teeth.
Look, do you have any properties that would meet my requirements?
Just to recap, you're looking for a property with lots of east-facing windows and an uninterrupted view of the rising moon. You want blackout curtains or blinds, a cellar, maybe a bat colony, and a garden that doesn't get sun and doesn't grow garlic. You also don't want any silver fittings and aren't keen on mirrors.
Yes, you have something.
Would you be prepared to make a compromise on things you want? I mean, instead of a basement, would you consider a large cupboard under the stairs?
I don't think so.
No. I'm sorry, it doesn't look like we have what you want.
Oh, but you do.
No, really, we haven't.
Nothing at all?
I'm afraid the kind of thing you're looking for really only comes to the market once in a blue moon. Oh, sorry, I see what I did there. But perhaps if I could take a contact number, we could give you a call should something come up?
Right. Are there any other estate agents in this town?
Yes. There's one just past the Church of the Holy Cross, between the silversmiths and the solarium. Mind you, it's also opposite an Indian restaurant and the aroma of garlic is often quite strong. I only meant that because you said...
I don't like garlic.
Quite.
Well, if you are sure you don't have anything on your books...
Sorry. Still, at least the sun is coming out now.
What?
Oh, it was so grey and overcast this morning, but now it looks like the sun is going to be splitting the trees by lunchtime.
What? No clouds? The sun is coming out? I have to go. Do you have an umbrella I could borrow?
I'm sure it won't rain.
I think I mentioned I burn easily.
Oh, yes, you do look a little pale. I think you might be low on iron. Perhaps you could do with a great big steak.
Please, don't mention steaks.
Oh, sorry. Vegetarian, are you?
No, I...
Oh, I'm a halloumi virgin myself.
Please don't mention virgins.
Oh, dear, I do seem to keep saying the wrong thing, don't I? Sorry, putting my foot in it is in my blood.
Blood?
Are you all right, Mr. Dracula? If you don't mind me saying, you don't look as well as you might.
I have to go. Do you have any of those black cabs with the blacked-out windows in the town? Do you?
No, but we have got a lovely open-top bus service.
Oh, I go.
Bye then. It's me. You won't believe this. Just had a vampire in here looking to buy a house. Of course I didn't sell him anything. I put him right off. Was I scared? Yes, I was terrified. Pretend I didn't realise he was a vampire. I think he'll try another town now. Phew, indeed. No, absolutely. There's no way we can have a vampire living around here. Anything but his type. Am I okay? Well, I must admit, I was a little shaken up. But I'm all right. No!
You've been listening to House Hunting, featuring Sarah Kelly Morgan and Peter James, with thanks to freesfx.co.uk for sound effects and music. The play is published by Ilkley Playhouse. You can follow JTP Theatre on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll be back with more next Tuesday on Thornbury Radio.